Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside. Repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Welcome back to the What We Said podcast. It's Buttercup here, and I'm here with Bubbles
Hi.
And Blossom, aka Beth and JC.
Hello, everyone.
Beth is here with us today. She's Hello. Our third member. We've been wanting to do this Powderpuff. I keep saying Powderpuff.
If you say Powderpuff.
Powerpuff.
One more time.
I'm sorry. But before we get started, we have some fun announcements before we get into the spookiness. First off, tomorrow is our live event. So I'm gonna let Beth tell you about it because she's the one who does all the details. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. She knows all the info.
But we are so excited. We are gonna be playing a lot of games. We're gonna be doing a fun trick or treat kind of game. I'm not gonna give you all the details exactly what that looks like because it's gonna be a surprise. But it's gonna be fun. There's gonna be pumpkins.
I don't know if we said it's a virtual live event.
Yes.
Not an actual live event. So anyone tuning in at home, you can tune in with your friends, by yourself, with your boyfriend, with your husband. Just a chill night at home, but you guys get to hang out with us.
And it's not too late to buy tickets, I know, because it sounds like it's tomorrow, which it is tomorrow. You're like, oh, shoot, I missed it. You didn't.
Not
you can
yet.
Just go to the description or the show notes, click the link. You can still get tickets.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Get your tickets. Get them now. We're going to also be playing trivia again, which was such a Ooh. Hit last time.
I'm so good at trivia.
Mm-hmm. I'm horrible, actually. I did worse than you.
Just kidding. I'm absolutely horrible.
Yeah, it's going to be super fun, though. I'm excited. We did a virtual live event last year during Christmas time, and this one is a fall sleepover theme. So it's going to mm-hmm. be really fun. Go get your tickets. Go to our podcast Instagram to get like more details. It's at What We Said Podcast. And it'll probably be linked in the show notes as well. The tickets yeah. and stuff. So check that out.
100%. Also, we have a fun little surprise for you guys at the end of this episode. Just a little announcement. Something
fun.
Get ready to be spooked.
Spooky.
I'm spooked.
I'm spooked already. I'm done.
We're all spooked, honestly, because let's just jump into our day today.
Well, let's let JC. Yeah, JC, how was your day today?
How was it?
My day has been, the vibes have been atrocious. I'll leave it at that. No, I won't leave it at that. I'll give you more info, but I woke up at 2 a.m., actually 3 a.m., devil's hour.
Ooh.
After going to bed late anyways, because I was already having a kind of mental breakdown Sunday scaries moment. Mm. I've never had like the Sunday scaries. People would always talk about that. I feel like Monday has always been one of my favorite days actually because I love a new start. But lately, I've been feeling the Sunday scaries for real where I get like a lot of anxiety about Mondays because I just talked to Beth. I was like, Mondays are like a big work day for Beth and I. She comes down to Orange County and I was like, maybe we should do that on Tuesdays because it's giving me anxiety on Sunday. Like I have to work on Sunday night to prep for her coming down instead of like relaxing.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I was already like having just like a high stress night kind of. And then I woke up and in the middle of the night, like I said, already went to bed late and like was having a hard time kind of getting to sleep. And my neck and back were completely kinked like I've never experienced in my life. I could not even like move to the other side, like roll over. So basically I was just in so much pain. I got out of bed, which I rarely do. Like I don't really go and like sleep on the couch ever, but I got out of bed. I came in my office. I put this little massage thing on the ground that I have. I was like laying on it, trying to do stretches and breathing. Didn't go to bed till after 6:30 a.m.
So the sun was out?
The sun was out and like was rising. put my eye mask on. I got a few hours of sleep. And then I just knew that today was like such a busy day. And so it was just giving me even more anxiety. And it's just been a rough
day. I feel like makes you not sleep even more because that's how I was last night. I also got zero sleep. And Jace replied to one of my TikTok like DMs at 5:30 and I was awake. And so I was like,
we're both having a rough night.
We're having a rough night, sis.
Yeah. And I felt like because I knew that we had so much to record and I had to get ready, I had to run a few errands before I even like came over here to do the podcast and everything. It's almost like when you're going to Disneyland, but the opposite, you know, like when you can't sleep the night before you go to Disneyland because you're just so excited. It's like the opposite where it's like you just know you have so much to do and you know that if you don't get sleep, you're going to be
just dread.
Cranky and dread it. And you also didn't get that much sleep last night, you said?
No, I did not get much sleep. We were all kind of on the same wavelength. Like we just had a, well, James and I were at a wedding yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
So we just got back at like, oh my gosh, so late. And I was so tired.
Which by the way, I have so many friends.
Oh.
Yeah, Beth is like, like has a new friend every day.
Yeah, every day on your stories, I'm like,
it's like my lifelong friend. I'm like, how do you have so many of these?
I think it's called being an only child, unfortunately. I have to overcompensate because I have no family. So
that is the spookiest thing I've heard yet.
Ooh, did I spook you?
Wait, speaking of spooky, Beth has to tell you her spooky, her spiders situation.
Don't give it away.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Don't give
it away. I'm sorry.
I do have a spooky story.
Okay.
Unfortunately, it's my real life. Okay. And I can't believe I have not told you this yet, Chelsea. I've told JC before. But basically, there are my entire life. There have been times in your
I'm
face
getting
right
terrified.
Now. You're getting scared.
Yeah.
There have been times and places, but it's only ever at the same exact like locations. Like I don't, this doesn't happen every single night everywhere. But there are two specific places in my life where I have slept. Like one was my dad's house and one was the first place that James and I ever lived, like when we got married in New York.
Okay, I'm terrified already.
Yeah.
I'm terrified.
No, it's honestly not that creepy, but I would, it's kind of creepy. Basically, I'd be sleeping and I would be having a normal sleep and I would jolt awake, like completely from nothing. And when I opened my eyes, I would see thousands of black spiders crawling all over the bed, all over me, all over James. And it's one of those things that sounds like you're making it up. Like you think like, oh, maybe she's like lucid dreaming or like something like that. And I am telling you with 100% like fact that I was seeing them with my eyeballs.
And you felt them?
I don't even know if I felt
them. Like, oops,
liar. Yeah, I'm like, I'm like,
yeah, you're a fraud.
Interesting. No, I just see them everywhere. And it's hard to explain because they're not even in my dream. Like, it's not like something scary is happening in my dream.
Almost like sleep paralysis, kind of?
Maybe, kind of, because it's like, it's about for like 10 seconds. Like, and I'm usually screaming my head off when I wake up.
For real.
For real, real. Ask James, swear, Bible, because he will tell you when it first happened, when we first got married, he was like, what the heck is going on? Like, when I am screaming bloody murder.
Yeah.
And then I'm like looking at my pillow, looking at his pillow, and I'm like, the spiders are everywhere. Like, he's, like, grabbing them and, like, trying to throw them around, whatever. But the scariest part of this.
But you can see them for 10 seconds?
Yes. And then all of a sudden, I'll, like blink or something again. And then they'll just, like, be gone. Like, just a snap.
When there's a spider flying behind you.
Sorry for the speakers. I'm telling you, it's a fear.
It's a mosquito.
Sorry.
That was kind of scary,
though. The spookiest thing, though, about this whole experience is I talked to somebody like who works in energy.
Okay.
Years later,
you're like I started talking to the spiders.
And they were talking back to me. And no, and this girl who works with energy, she was telling me, I was like, oh yeah, I've had these like weird dreams where I just wake
up.
But
also,
and
this girl was like a random encounter.
It was a random
encounter. You went to go see.
I didn't go seek her out. It was just kind of a random encounter. I was like just talking to her when I was traveling, and she was like, oh yeah, like I, you know, whatever. She does this stuff, energy things, and she was telling me that when you see black spiders like that, very specific, which I had no idea about my entire life. She said that is common in people who are sensitive to energy specifically. Hmm. And it represents bad energy in the physical environment that you're in.
Ew.
I know. So it's like,
I just got chills.
I know. When she told me that, I was like, oh, like I'm a little
shaking
right now.
Because you only see it in specific places.
Exactly. So in my dad's house, and I had those exact like dreams all the time.
This bug needs to leave. It's freaking me out.
I know. I'm shaking. I'm quaking in my boots.
I'm like, what does a mosquito mean?
I know, seriously. No, but I'm telling you, it is a serious like real thing.
I've heard, you haven't had it in a long time though.
I haven't had it since I left New York when James and I lived in that apartment.
I have another diagnosis for you.
Uh-oh.
Just kidding. Because one of my friends had a dream like that where she had spiders in her bed.
Yes.
But it was a dream.
But yeah, she, this was not in a dream.
She looked it up and it was like, basically, if you feel like there's spiders in your bed and you're like scared of them, it's because you're like your bed is like your most intimate place. So you're scared of like intimacy, someone like letting someone into your whatever. That's what they said.
Huh. Well, so, this wasn't in a dream.
That's less scary, that honestly, is, then.
Well, that's actually pretty scary.
You know, wait, did you hear what happened to Leif with the spider?
Wait.
First of all, Leif, probably his biggest fear is spiders. Like, if there's a spider in the house, I have to kill it.
Yes.
And when I was gone the other night or day, I think I was in Arizona. Yeah. He said he like was having a dream and someone was like tickling him like this on the neck.
I remember this.
And he was like, and it was like enough to kind of wake him up. And so he woke up from the dream of like this feeling and it was still there. It was just like going like this across his neck. And he's like, sorry. So he like took it, like ripped his shirt off or got out of bed or whatever. Huge spider on his pillow just running around. Literally was on his neck while he was sleeping.
No.
It's like, can you imagine if that was in your mouth? Because you know people always say like,
yes,
spiders, you swallow spiders. Yeah. Who knows if that's a myth or not. But can you imagine if it was on his face?
No.
I'm like, absolutely, that's going to be no for me.
You wake up mid-swallow.
Yeah, the next night that I was, he told me that and then I was in bed. I'm like, I can't even sleep right now. I'm terrified that there's going to be a spider
on
me.
Did you have a bite or anything? Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
Maybe it was a nice spider. Maybe it was Charlotte from Charlotte's Web.
I don't believe in nice spiders.
Yeah, spiders are evil. Okay, moving on.
I think they're misunderstood.
I agree.
I'm like, you don't like animals.
Yeah. According to my energy worker, spiders are evil.
That's crazy, though, your story.
Yeah, wow. No, it is very, it's like weird because when I tell it, it sounds like, oh, you're probably just like seeing things.
Yeah.
But I am telling you, it's real. Like, I don't know how to explain it, but it's like I am physically seeing them all over the bed and I'm pointing them out to James. And then after like 10 seconds, it'll snap and it's like gone.
So in that moment,
specific places.
In that moment, do you realize that you're having one of those moments again?
In that moment, it is life or death in my mind. Like, I'm just like, they're everywhere. Like, I'm like trying to get him to understand.
Oh, weird.
It's terrifying. And I used to have the same thing like I was saying at my dad's when I'd wake up screaming. My parents like wake up and be like, what's going on?
Get your dad out of that house, dude.
I know. It's crazy. Oh, and when we lived in New York in that apartment, we lived in the basement level of brownstone that was built in like the mid-1800s.
Bad vibes.
So it's
bad
like,
vibes
you're telling only. Me there wasn't ghosts in there?
Yeah.
Or bad energy?
Something. Something sort of bad juju.
Wait, have you ever seen a ghost, either of you?
No.
Never had a ghost encounter?
Never had a ghost encounter.
Really?
Interesting, because if it's like so common.
So cool.
I mean, based on these submissions, you would think it's pretty common.
I've seen a ghost.
What?
How about, did I tell this last year?
Yeah, you did.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I mean, I knew that.
Like, I mean, you must not have listened. Yeah, I saw a ghost. Go listen to last year's. I don't really want to retell it, but
no,
yeah. I don't want to welcome it back, except for it was a nice ghost. It was like Casper.
Nice.
I didn't feel like creeped out by it. Okay. I was like, like a almost peaceful feeling.
Okay.
And never again you've seen that ghost.
Mm-mm. Wow. One and done.
It was very fast. It was kind of the same thing where it was like right when I woke up, I saw it.
Yeah.
And I was awake when I saw it. And then it was like 2 or 3 seconds later, it like disappeared. And it was like, okay, wait, did I see that?
Right.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, you second guess yourself.
Yeah, but I will never forget like what it looked like. But it was nice. It was a nice ghost. But in that room, this is what I said last year too, that room in my house has been like a bunch of different siblings' rooms before because, you know, we just like when people move out, we switch. And everybody who has lived in that room, it's the very back room, has had weird experiences in that room. So I'm like, that room's haunted for sure.
100%.
Something's in the vents.
Not the vents.
But mine was nice. So maybe it was, you know.
Remember the vent story?
Oh, the vent. That was our first one, right?
Was it?
I think it was our first year we did it.
There was like a guy in the vents. Literally. Didn't someone like see their eyeballs?
Yeah, his eyes were in the vents.
His eyes literally, like I think like a homeless man was living under her vents or something like that.
Oh my gosh.
Shocking.
On the ground too.
And ever since, because in our last house that we were renting for like the 6 month place that we rented, there were vents all over the ground. And every single, I would always think about that. Every time I walked past, I'm like, I'm terrified because of that vent story.
Is this our fourth annual?
I think third.
Spooky? No,
third.
Last year was our third.
Really?
I think so.
Fourth? Wow, I get like,
oh my gosh,
I can't believe
this for 4 years?
Because in June was when you started.
Oh, you're right.
And we already had our 30-year anniversary, right?
Have we?
No, I don't know. I don't know about that. Because I thought just barely in June was our third anniversary.
Yeah. Oh.
So yeah, maybe that would be the fourth.
I think it's,
I don't know. I don't know how
sometimes
to do the math.
Math is not my strength. But I think this is our fourth. Because I remember last year,
you guys were surprised at how many we already had.
You're right.
I think it is the fourth yet.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
That's kind of crazy.
That's crazy.
We're OGs at this.
And yet it gets spookier and spookier every year.
Is it?
That's already, okay. Yeah.
Let us tell us. Give us, well, don't give
it
away.
I'm not
going
to give it all away.
Give us the scariest story
that you read. I'm just kidding.
You think that
it's in there.
These stories are up to par?
I will say, I think the story last year with the sound and the and then he's like, she's the one.
Yeah.
That one. I don't know that one could ever be topped in a way.
Especially because there's a voice memo.
Because of the voice memo. Like,
okay. Everyone logs off.
Yeah. They're like,
No. But that one just, I think because
that
it was a voice memo.
That one gave me a bad feeling.
Yeah,
it did.
That one, when I was going through the submissions and listened to that, I pooped my pants. And then I was like, the devil is in bed with me now.
Yeah.
I'm like, I think we just invited all the freaking demons into my house.
No. You know what? It's so hard to have a balance of spooky stuff because and protecting your energy against this stuff. Because even when we were in New York, the three of us, and we watched that freaking Catfish episode where she was talking to the girl's dad, and it was like Neve and Max were like, I believe it. And I could not sleep that night.
No, that was
I was
spooky.
Like awake all night, and I was like feeling like I was inviting that energy. And I was just like, I cannot fall asleep. It's pitch black. Also, we're in like a hotel room.
Here's you guys were sleeping soundly, but
I'm like, I did not have a problem sleeping that night.
Here's what you gotta do. Alone, so thanks, guys.
Here's what you gotta do. After you listen to a scary episode like this, or after you watch any sort of whatever, spooky thing, true crime thing, you just have to like
watch an episode of Friends.
Yeah, watch a happy episode of something, watch your favorite comfort YouTuber or something, and then, you know, say a little prayer. I don't know if you're religious, but just make it known you are not down for any of that.
You're not inviting
shiz,
that spirit. Okay. No. Yeah, and I have to say a prayer every time I go through the submissions because I'm like,
that's what I do, and then it comforts me because I'm like, okay, I'm literally speaking to God and I'm letting Him know I do not want anything scary tonight.
Jesus is a friend of mine.
I haven't had nightmares in like a really long time.
I had one
like,
last night.
Really? You always have nightmares.
I always have nightmares.
Really?
It ain't nothing but a thing for me. Yeah, and I'm terrified that it's going to be one of those stories from today, so I'm just going to wait and see because it was the most random nightmare. Usually I have like just random nightmares where it's like, but it's about like me and it's like, okay, maybe I could try and interpret that into something. This was completely random, like not even about me. It was like I witnessed something and it was absolutely horrifying. So I'm really hoping it's not one of the stories and like I just—
Are you going to tell us what it was?
Well, I'm going to listen to the stories and if it comes up, then I'll tell you what it was.
Okay.
But otherwise, I don't even really want to say what it was.
Okay. I have a random question. Yeah. When you are dreaming, and especially in a nightmare, do you see from your own eyes or are you like third person watching? You know what I mean?
I feel like I see through my own eyes when I dream or like have a nightmare.
I don't know, actually, now that you're thinking about that. I feel like I do see from my own eyes.
Yeah.
In the dream.
I think I always dream in my own perspective, like in my own eyes.
I rarely
see
myself.
But someone did write in saying like they always dream in third person.
Really?
And I always wonder, I was like, wait, what am I wrong? Because I dream in first person?
I think that's more normal. I think I do.
Yeah,
but I can't.
Wait, I thought I heard that if you dream in third person, it actually wasn't a dream.
You're disassociating?
Oh. It was like something you made up.
Oh.
I'm like, so she's a liar.
Oh, interesting.
Maybe that's, oh, that's a memory. Those are memories.
That's what I was going to say.
Okay.
If you have a memory, but you see yourself third person, it's actually just a story someone told you or like a picture.
If
but
it's
if
a
you
memory.
Remember the memory as like yourself,
yeah.
then it was a real memory.
Oh,
that's
good
interesting.
To know.
Yeah.
I need to get my dreams interpreted.
Yeah.
I don't want to.
Interesting. Yeah, Chelsea has some whack
dreams,
dude.
Yeah.
She always has nightmares. The thing is, I don't really remember. I think that's kind of how it is for most people, right? Like when I wake up, I can remember it for a second. But even after like an hour, I'm like, wait, what was the dream again?
Yeah, that's
like,
how I am.
Even if I want to tell someone, which is the most annoying thing to like tell someone your dream in the first place. So
no one ever wants to hear a dream.
No one ever cares.
Yeah.
And it's so funny because it's always like so far-fetched. And I'm like, and then I was running. And like as I'm telling you, I'm just like, this is
so boring.
Yeah.
So boring.
So boring for everyone.
Out immediately.
Yeah.
Anyways, prepare to be spooked, ladies.
Yeah, I actually had night terrors when I was a little kid where I'd wake up in the middle of the night like and scream and my dad would come hold me and I would be like, you're the worst daddy ever.
Oh.
And I would still be screaming like in the nightmare, but he would try and like wake me up.
Oh,
so.
You would still be asleep.
It's been a long life of nightmares.
That's horrible.
Yeah.
So we're still working on that.
Okay.
Well, good luck tonight.
Yeah.
We're going to, cool. Let me know how you sleep.
Yeah. Pretty spooky.
I'll know if you send me a TikTok at 3 a.m. that you did not have a good night.
Yeah. Devil's hour.
Mm-hmm. Whenever I wake up at 3, I'm like, really? Literally,
I
when
I
wake
up
with,
at 3 a lot.
Same. When I woke up with my neck, 2:57. I'm like...
You're like, I have 3 minutes to fall asleep.
Yeah, literally. Like, really?
Seriously.
Okay, well, let's get into these spooky stories. Beth is going to see herself out because she's already read all these stories. Mm-hmm. And we're like, well, you already know what they're all about.
I do
so
know
we need
how
our
it
raw
ends.
Reactions.
Yeah. All right, ladies.
Thank
have
you.
She's probably
very
me.
Uncomfortable because she's literally sitting on both of our chairs combined. Not even on a comfortable
like
seat.
On your laps almost.
Yeah.
Yeah, your legs have been literally shaking.
I know. I'm like shaking trying to hold myself up. Yeah. So, thanks for outing me.
I'm like, your abs need
like,
some
wow,
work.
You need to go to the
you
gym.
You need to do some more squats.
All right.
Thank you for joining us, Beth.
Thank you.
So formal.
Okay, get this blanket off me. It's so hot.
You're so rude.
No, it's just hot. It's like...
Chelsea and I have been bickering today.
What did you say about you and Leif the other day?
We're not vibing today.
Me and Leif are not vibing.
What do you mean we're not vibing? We've been great today, except for 5 seconds ago. What I said to JC is, what I've learned is if JC has a physical ailment, just forget about it.
I said, I'm going to be the most annoying pregnant person who just like cannot stop complaining. Like when I'm sore, if I'm tired, if I'm sick, like you're going to know about it. And not even because the thing is, I don't even want to be like that. I just naturally can't stop talking about the worst also is when I'm cold. Like, I'm cold.
Yes.
I'm freezing.
I'm hungry.
Yeah. I'm just so annoying.
No, same.
I can't stop.
Me 24/7.
Anyway, this thing is riding up my bum in case anyone cares. Yeah. I'm taking these shoes off immediately.
Yeah.
They're not on the camera.
I would, but I literally cannot
reach them.
Bend down.
Oh, great.
Just kidding. You don't have to.
I'll take them off for
no,
you.
No, they're not bugging me.
You can go first with your story while I take off my shoes.
Okay. I don't know about you guys, but is there anything worse than when you're enjoying a yummy meal out with friends, minding your business, and then suddenly you feel it come on and your stomach is now throwing a fit because you're bloated? I think not. I don't think there's anything much worse. Luckily for that, we have Array, which is one of our amazing sponsors for today's episode. Array was created to help women feel their best so they can be their best through targeted products, which are 100% natural, filler-free, organic, and formulated by a naturopathic doctor. Array's products work in under an hour, so you actually feel the results, and they really solve all those annoying problems that we always talk to our girlfriends about. So let's talk about the well-known bloat capsules. They are versatile because they can be taken anytime. So whether you've just had like a plant-based meal or maybe something heavier like a pizza or pasta, it optimizes digestion with the use of 5 herbs and a fruit-based digestive enzyme. And it's completely laxative-free, so you're not like running to the bathroom right after. The bloat capsules were designed to give people food freedom so you can enjoy the foods that you love without any discomfort, gas, or bloating after. And a major bonus, Array's products are super chic and look great in your beauty shelf where you can put them right in your purse. So go to array.com and use the code WHATWESAID at checkout for 10% off a one-time purchase or 25% off first month on subscription. So that's array.com and you can use the code what we said at checkout for 10% off of a one-time purchase or 25% off your first month on subscription. Go check it out. There's really a specialist for just about everything, right? When my car breaks down, I go to a mechanic. When there's a problem with my shower, I call a plumber. So when you want to get your uneven, crooked teeth fixed, what do? You see an orthodontist. They're the specialists. And that's what sets Candid, the invisible, comfortable, and removable aligners above the rest. While poorly reviewed or insanely priced clear aligner companies use general dentist, Candid only works with orthodontists. With Candid, the same orthodontist who created your plan is with you from start to finish, so you never have to wonder how you're doing. Your treatment is prescribed and closely monitored remotely by a licensed orthodontist who's an expert in tooth movement. You can book an appointment at a Candid studio near you or do everything from the comfort and convenience of your own home. The average Candid treatment is just 6 months, so you'll start seeing results way before then, and it costs thousands less than traditional braces. And with your aligner treatment, you'll get Candid's teeth whitening for free. This is an amazing option if, one, maybe you're like me and stopped wearing your retainer after a year. I'm sorry, Mom. And your teeth got a little out of line. Or number two, you've never had braces or you've never gotten orthodontist work at all on your teeth and are looking for a straighter smile. Candid can help you get the straighter, brighter smile you've always wanted. Right now, you can get started from home for just $15 with a Candid starter kit. Or you can book an appointment at a Candid studio near you today. Go to candidco.com/whatwesaid and use the code WHATWESAID. That's candidco.com/whatwesaid, code WHATWESAID. Take advantage of this limited time offer for a $15 starter kit. That's candidco.com/whatwesaid, code WHATWESAID. Go check it out. I'll go first. Hi, JC, Chelsea, and Beth. I love you girls so much. Listen, since the first episode, I've been so excited for the Halloween episode to come around this year because what I'm about to tell you shook me to my core. So last summer, I had my first episode. I'm already scared and nothing's happened. I had my first episode of what might have been sleep paralysis. Wait, have you ever had sleep paralysis? I haven't either, and it sounds absolutely horrifying. I know people say that sleep paralysis can be extremely realistic, which was true, but it was what happened the days after my sleep paralysis that made me think it might have been something more.
Oof.
Last summer, I was staying at my parents' house, an old Victorian home. Oh, that's already giving me bad vibes. In Connecticut, built in the 1800s. Throughout my childhood there, I experienced some weird things like objects being moved, hearing voices at night, and TV channels changing without touching the remote. But that was nothing compared to what happened this one summer night. You know what? I feel like that's like the classic home in all horror movies.
The Victorian?
Yep.
100%.
And kind of far away from their neighbors.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I remember waking up in the middle of the night in my childhood bedroom on my side, completely unable to move. I saw a dark figure across the room from my bed, around 6 feet tall, covered in a dark cloak with long, stringy hair.
Ew.
I remember being absolutely terrified as the figure came closer to me and I could hear the sound of its bare feet creaking the wooden floorboards below. I was completely frozen in fear as the figure bent down to my ear and
no,
said,
it did not.
Hi, Catherine.
No, it did.
The fact that it said my name was so terrifying. It's a sound I'll never forget. To my horror, the figure rolled up its sleeve to unveil long, pale hands with even longer fingernails.
Me.
It.
It's JC.
Okay.
It's always the pale, I'm telling you.
So I was like, ooh, creepy and pale.
Like, nothing scarier than pale skin.
Okay.
Okay. I gotta catch my breath. When I laugh now, because my stomach, I feel like it's huge, it like crushes my lungs and I wheeze now.
Oh no. It's so cute. Okay. It took its pointer fingernail and ran it from my chin down my neck to my chest. Ew. I remember being able to feel the sharp scratch as it dragged its finger down. I have never been more scared in my entire life. What happened after that is a blur, but I do remember going in and out of consciousness for the rest of the night, terrifying images playing in my mind.
Oh yeah, no more sleep that night for me.
No, also you can't move. Okay, now here's the part that really freaked me out. Oh.
Well, sorry, that wasn't enough?
She's like, that was nothing. The days following the sleep paralysis, I found myself having trouble breathing because of an intense pain in my chest. I would have to lay down for hours, breathing shallowly, while I winced in pain. If I moved too quickly, a pain like a knife was going through my lungs, shot through my body. I went to the doctor after about 3 days of this, thinking I pulled a muscle or I had some other terrible disease. I was looked up by the doctor and x-rayed by two specialists, but they found absolutely nothing. They had no way of explaining why there was such a terrible pain in my chest because I looked perfectly healthy. The pain persisted for about 2 more weeks and finally faded away. I can't help but think that it has a connection to the encounter I had with the dark figure that one summer night in my haunted old childhood home. Love you girls, and let's hope I'm never haunted again. That's terrifying. Literally cast a spell on your chest.
Oh, wow. That did give me a dark, dark feeling.
I'm already scared to go to bed tonight.
Same.
I'm scared to drive home.
Yeah, have fun
with
that. Will
you come with me?
JC and Chelsea, obviously I'm obsessed with you, your dogs, and your podcast, but who isn't? It is creepy how much I know about you and how invested I am in your life, but the real creepy story is this. I was 16-year-old and babysitting for a family that I went to church with. I'd been watching these kids for about a month now, so I knew the kids in the house pretty well. They had 4 kids that all slept upstairs. The 2 youngest were 4 and 5-year-old girls who had a habit of running into each other's rooms at night after I put them to bed so that they could play. An hour after I had put them to bed, I heard giggling coming from upstairs, so I went up to tell the girls to go back to their own rooms. I started walking toward the room that the talking and giggling was coming from, but when I opened the door, the 4-year-old was sitting there by herself and in mid-sentence. Huh? I look around the room and see nobody. I say, Keiki, her nickname, who are you talking to? She looks at me pretty confused and points to the empty corner of her room and says, George. I turn my head to where she's pointing and the nightlight, lamp, and closet lights shut off. I get a horrible feeling.
No, Keiki.
No to that. I get a horrible feeling that we are not alone. And so I quickly tell Keiki she needs to go to bed and starts to shut her door. As I'm
Leaves
walking
her in there?
Yeah. She's like, you need to go to bed. I'm terrified. As I'm walking out, she yells in between giggles that George doesn't want her to sleep. I hurried back downstairs and started panicking as I think about all the times she mentioned her friend George when we were alone in the car, at dinner, around the house, etc.
I'm feeling so scared. I'm so scared.
Have I literally been hanging out with some creepy spirit? I say a prayer and try to calm down. But then I hear a literal stampede coming from upstairs. Even if all four of the kids were out of bed and running around, it would not have made this much noise. I slowly walk upstairs, and when I get there, all I see is Keiki standing in the middle of the hallway alone, cackling, screaming her head off laughing.
I'm going to cry.
I'm literally crying. I'm terrified. At a loss for words, I stand there for a few seconds and then politely ask her to go back to her room. Instantly, she stops laughing, looks at me with a blank face. She looks to her left as if to look for approval and then says, "Okay, good night, Marley." Major Chucky vibes.
Who's Marley?
I think her name's Marley.
I'm like, okay.
A new ghost.
Major Chucky vibes?
Major Chucky vibes, she says.
She's like, worst of all, she looked so pale.
She's like, and her pale hands were all I could focus on. Okay. I run downstairs and lock myself in the bathroom. I'm singing church songs, saying prayers, watching church videos.
Catch me singing I am a sunbeam.
Yeah. Jesus wants me for a sunbeam. I'm going to be turning on conference at that moment. Yeah. I cannot shake the feeling that the kids and I are definitely not alone in this house. I barely peek my head out of the bathroom and suddenly all the doors in the large house open and slam shut. I just about peed myself and I'm bawling my eyes out.
What?
I slam the bathroom door and yell whatever prayer thing I've heard people say when casting out a spirit. I stay in the bathroom until the parents come home and tell them I would not be able to babysit anymore. I never went back after that. A haunted house and a little girl with a ghost for a best friend. Simply not interested.
That sounds insane.
That sounds like a scary movie.
That gave me the worst feeling.
Also, y'all better not be playing with us.
No, I was gonna
and
say
our emotions.
Sometimes
it's like it's already so crazy, and then they're like, and then I looked out and all the doors open. I'm like,
yeah,
okay. I'm not trying to. I believe your story, but
I'm not trying to invalidate you. Yeah, but I don't believe you.
Ever since the girl wrote in about switching her baby, I have had doubts. Okay. But that sounds like the most horrifying night I could imagine.
No,
so
cakey. Okay.
Moving on. Shiver down my spine.
Also, we didn't talk about this when Beth was here. So this is a quick little interlude. But we dressed up as the Powerpuff Girls.
Yeah, what the heck?
I'm trying to lighten up the mood.
Why did
we
not even say that?
I don't know. Well, I said that we were like Buttercup, Bubbles,
oh, yeah,
and
we
Blossom.
Did say that. Okay.
If you have watched Powerpuff Girls, first of all, were you like obsessed with Powerpuff Girls when you were little?
I wasn't really, actually.
Oh my gosh, I was obsessed. Like, that was my favorite show by far. My dad would like take me whenever there was like a new movie to go see Powerpuff Girls. But it's so funny. The reason we wanted to dress up like them is because they are literally us personified.
It's crazy.
Yeah, like they, if you listen to the theme
brunette,
song.
Brunette, redhead, and blonde, first of all.
Mm-hmm. And then just like their personalities are like so spot on.
Like
it's
sweet
so
and bubbly
crazy.
Is Beth. And then the redhead is more like, what's the word?
Like leader.
The leader. But
like bossy.
Yeah. Awesome. No. And then Buttercup is more like edgy a little bit.
Grumpy.
Yeah. I'm like mean, grumpy, hurts
a bully.
People. Bully.
Fighter. Anyways, I just wanted to say that.
And on top of that, their dogs all look like our dogs.
Literally, Sophie, Lady, and Moose.
Yeah. It's wild. We're going to have to post some like photos on our story because you guys, it's so fun. That's why we wanted to do it. I forgot. Yeah, we should have mentioned that in the beginning. Oh, they turn into dogs. Excuse me. Leif just corrected me. They turn into dogs and they look like Lady, Sophie, and Moose.
Yes.
It's crazy.
It is really crazy, actually. Okay, next story. First off, love you girls, love the podcast. This fall marks 1 year listening to what we said, and you ladies are the highlight of my Tuesdays with a blue and a pink heart.
Aww.
Anyways, this is the time my husband and I stayed in a haunted hotel. Why would you ever subject yourself to that kind of...
Maybe she didn't know it was haunted.
So little backstory, we had just finished doing summer sales out in Maryland. We are from Utah, so we were driving home across the country. We spend 1 day of our trip at Cedar Point in Ohio, an amusement park, and our plan was to drive from Ohio to Iowa and spend the night somewhere in Iowa. We get on the road after a long day of walking around the park, and about 4 hours into our drive, we're like, there's only 10 more hours until Nebraska. We should just drive through the night so we don't have to pay for another hotel because my husband's friend goes to the University of Nebraska and we could stay with him for free in Lincoln. Okay. But keep in mind, we had just spent an entire day on our feet out in the sun, so we were pretty exhausted. Yeah, 10 hours of driving. It's not just like, oh, there's only 10 more hours.
Yeah, that's a long drive.
Yeah. At this point, we were in the middle of Iowa, about 40 minutes outside Des Moines.
Mm-hmm.
and there are no available rooms anywhere. So I have to expand my search a little, and I finally find a room at a Super 8 red flag in the middle of Marshalltown, Iowa. Red flag. That is $60 for the night. Red flag. Oh, no. But we are so sleepy at this point that we don't care. So we take the exit off the freeway and drive for 30 minutes. 30 minutes in the dark through the rolling hills of corn. Corn is a scary fruit.
Fruit.
Isn't it a fruit?
Is it?
That is a vegetable. Because aren't they seeds? Or they're kernels, I guess. I don't know. We should look that up. That's like a tomato. It's like, what is it?
Yeah. But that is like,
regardless.
Cornfields are always in horror films.
Horrifying. I was convinced a murderer with a shovel was going to jump out of the corn. Our map says we're 2 miles away from the hotel and we have not seen a single building. We are in the middle of...
Not me looking up what is corn. It's a cereal grain.
Okay, so a grain?
Higher classification is corn. Thank you for all that. Chelsea, you might be onto something. It says it produces pollen, whatever, separate something called ears that yield kernels or seeds, which are fruits. So the kernel and seed are fruit, maybe. Okay, anyway, continue.
When it's a flower?
Oh, corn is actually a vegetable. Corn is actually a vegetable, whole grain, and a fruit. Okay, I'm tapping out at this point. Continue. I'm so sorry to...
A protein, a grain?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm so sorry to interrupt.
It's important information we all need to know. So
we're rolling through the hills of corn.
Yes, not a single building. We're in the middle of nowhere town. Finally, we come over a hill and there was our hotel and a McDonald's, LOL. A little boy who is definitely about 12 years old checks us in and we go find our room. The hotel was straight out of my nightmares. Flickering lights down one single hallway with holes in the ceiling and 80s carpet that had some weird stains all over it. Our room was the same condition. Hole in the ceiling... Towels stained with who knows what, and the best part, blood on our mattress.
Oh.
I attached a picture. Great. But again, we were so tired, we went right to sleep. Around 3 a.m., devil's hour. The emoji she's putting are killing me. It's like the smiley faces with all the hearts around it. I am startled awake by the loudest noise I have ever heard. Three loud, high-pitched beeps. I woke my husband and I up, and I was freaking out saying, what was that? What was that? And he calms me down and is like, it's probably just the AC unit or something. Go back to sleep. Right as I'm falling back asleep, three more loud beeps. This time, my husband is a little more concerned. He wondered if it was a carbon monoxide or fire alarm, so he started searching the room to make sure it was nothing dangerous. But there's nothing. Not even a smoke alarm in the room, LOL.
Amazing.
He's still pretty worried. It could be something serious, so he goes to call the front desk and ask them. He calls and it rings three times and goes to the dial tone noise. As he sets the phone back on the line, the phone makes three more loud beeps. We were both a little relieved to know it was just the phone beeping. My husband shines his phone light and sees a message on the phone that says, phone will ring three short rings every 10 minutes. Dial 810 to retrieve message. Retrieve message? We were in a hotel in the middle of Iowa. How could anyone know we were there and then call directly to our room? My husband dials 810 and the message plays.
Oh,
it's a woman frantically shouting, hello, hello, is anyone there? Hello? My husband immediately hangs up. Yeah, goodbye. The phone then says, press 5 to delete the message. And he immediately does because it's 3:30 a.m. and we are spooked. After he deletes the message, the phone says, you have 5 more messages. At this point, my husband proceeds to rip the phone cord out of the wall because we are shaking, LOL. He picks up the phone to make sure it's off and it's still ringing after he unplugged it. Not sure what else to do. He rips a cord out of the phone, breaking it, and throws it on the ground. We were both so spooked, we couldn't fall back asleep for like an hour.
I'm
getting back in the car. I'm sleeping in the car.
Yeah.
The next morning, we tell our parents about our crazy experience, and my mom says, no way. I woke up at 2 a.m. last night and had this sick feeling that my kids were in danger. I couldn't sleep. Mind you, 2 a.m. her time was 3 a.m. our time, right when we were listening to the message. Ooh, I have chills. I'm scared. Anyways, I'm like, you're mean. You scared me. Anyways, not sure who that lady was who called us that night. And everyone always wonders why we didn't listen to the other messages on the phone. But I'm positive if we had been murdered out there in Marshalltown, Iowa, no one would have ever found our bodies. So that's the time we stayed in a haunted hotel. I attached videos and pictures of it for you to enjoy. There's no pictures on here, but we can go look at the email.
That is horrifying.
In the daytime. In the light.
Yeah, nothing is worse than, like, it's not worth staying in a place like that.
No.
Like after you have one experience, I'm out of there. I don't care. I'm at that point so awake from the adrenaline anyway.
Yeah. See you later.
Horrifying.
Listen up because I'm going to tell you guys about an amazing new service called FrameBridge. So FrameBridge makes it easier and more affordable than ever to frame your favorite things without ever leaving the house. From art prints and posters to the photos sitting on your phone, you can FrameBridge just about anything. So this holiday season, FrameBridge is the perfect way to give the gift that they'll actually want to receive. Don't just give slippers again or something like that. Give them something special and meaningful, something only you could give. This year, gift better with FrameBridge. So here's how it works. You go to FrameBridge.com and you upload your photo, or they'll send you packaging to safely mail in your physical pieces. Preview your item online in dozens of frame styles and gallery wall layouts, choose your favorite, or get free recommendations from their talented designers. Then the experts at FrameBridge will custom frame your item and deliver your finished piece straight to you or anyone on your list. A handcrafted, personalized gift from FrameBridge starts at $39 and all shipping is free. Plus, our listeners will get 15% off their first order at FrameBridge.com when they use our code WHATWESAID. Nothing makes me more choked up on Christmas morning than like a thoughtful gift like this, specifically something like a framed photo of like Nick and I or something that I can keep forever. It's such a great gift option. So order online at FrameBridge.com or stop by a FrameBridge store to work with a designer in person. So if you're in New York, DC, Atlanta, Philly, Boston, or Chicago, that is an option for you. Get started today, frame your photos, or send someone the perfect gift. Go to FrameBridge.com and use promo code WHATWESAID to save an additional 15% off your first order. Just go to FrameBridge.com, promo code WHATWESAID. That's FrameBridge.com, promo code WHATWESAID. Taking a quick little break to talk about Elemis, one of our favorite sponsors. And before I tell you why I love Elemis so much, let me just tell you a little bit about who they are, what they are. Elemis is the number one luxury British skincare brand that believes in truth in beauty. For over 30 years, they have introduced decadent formulations that respect the skin while delivering truly remarkable results that you can see and feel. With a foundation in aromatherapy, a belief in science, and a passion for nature, the luxury skin wellness brand has created powerful, results-driven products and skin-friendly formulations for over 30 years. Quality, safety, and efficacy are in their DNA, and each groundbreaking formula contains absolutely zero harmful ingredients. Renowned for their one-of-a-kind textures and signature aromatics, Elemis is committed to elevating your everyday routine to a sensorial self-care ritual. So I've heard a lot about their best-selling cleanser, the Pro Collagen Cleansing Balm, and I really wanted to try it. So Elemis was very kind enough to send me a jar and let me try it out. And let me tell you, the hype is real. It's amazing. It has this unique transformative texture that just kind of melts away every bit of makeup, grime, or daily impurities for a soft, smooth, and glowing complexion. It nourishes as a balm and it easily removes your makeup as a cleansing oil and hydrates as a cleansing milk. Sometimes after I take off my makeup with other products, my skin feels really dry, like drier than the Sahara, but not with the cleansing balm. The Pro Collagen Cleansing Balm leaves my skin feeling nourished, soothed, and super soft. It literally feels like luxury. It contains a gorgeous blend of 9 essential oils, including lavender, chamomile, and eucalyptus. I'm absolutely hooked. This cult favorite cleanser is available in original, rose-infused, and there is even the new Naked, which is fragrance-free. I love the Pro Collagen Cleansing Balm so much. I want you guys to try it too for almost 20% off. So visit Elemis.com and enter the code WHATWESAID20 to enjoy 20% off full-sized products. That is Elemis.com and enter the code WHATWESAID20 to enjoy 20% off your full-sized products.
Okay. Hey, Chelsea and JC, just wanted to say I discovered your podcast this summer and have binge-listened so many episodes. You girls brighten up my workday and give me a reason to look forward to Tuesdays.
Yay.
This story is hands down the most terrifying thing that has ever happened to me and truly felt like I was living inside of a Criminal Minds episode.
Oh.
To set the scene, this was peak COVID and I was finishing up my junior year in college. I was in all the same classes as my boyfriend at the time. Wow, lucky.
Yeah, that is lucky.
So we were staying at his college house to study slash take exams together slash chill. He lived in a house with 6 other guys, so it wasn't routine to lock up at night. Must be nice.
Yeah, must be nice to be a boy.
However, this was peak COVID and almost all of his roommates were at their family's homes. Anyway, we finished our last exam, woohoo, and went to bed. At around 2 a.m., I woke up to the sound of his bedroom door creaking open. I look and see a dark figure in the doorway. At first, I thought maybe it was a roommate needing a favor or something, but after about 3 seconds of silence, I immediately knew there was a stranger in the house.
Oh.
I laid there squeezing my boyfriend's arm as I watched the man slowly walk into the room and approach the foot of the bed.
No, 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 no.
He said to us something along the lines of, "You don't know what's happening," or "You don't even know what's going on," then extended his arms toward us. In the pitch black, he gestured to make us believe he was pointing a gun at us. We couldn't really see in the dark slash lack of contacts in my eyeballs.
So I'm guessing her boyfriend's awake at this point.
I hope. In that moment, I truly thought these were my last seconds alive. I grabbed the sheets, curled my legs up, and screamed, literally preparing to get shot. I guess my scream that I don't even remember doing scared him away. Next thing I know, he was gone and stumbling down the stairs. We called the cops so disheveled, and they came and cleared the house. They never found him or figured out his motive. Probably just some psycho on drugs. I still get chills telling this story now. Just glad to be alive, honestly. Anyway, happy Halloween, and hope my trauma helped you top last year's episode.
Oh my gosh. I thought it was going to be a ghost, and it's worse that it was a real person.
I would never sleep again. Point blank, period.
Lock
bye.
Lock your doors.
Lock your doors at night. Get an alarm system. I'm not messing around with this kind of shiz ever.
No matter how macho your boyfriend is or your husband or the boys in the house, they can't beat up a gun.
Oof.
So lock your doors. Okay. Very sorry for your experience. Hey, ladies. Yes, Beth, this includes you. I love the podcast, have been listening for over a year, and I feel like we are all besties. We are all besties. I've experienced multiple spooky encounters throughout my life, including sleep paralysis and seeing a creepy demon child walking around my bed.
Oh,
so that wasn't even the story. Yeah. So I'm terrified for the story. But the most recent spooky encounter happened right before I got married when I lived with my grandparents. I love grandparents, but Their houses are spooky houses.
I'm gone. Yeah. Nope.
The dolls, like the figurines, just everything. My grandmother is a nurse, even worse, and works night shift. So she was always gone at night. And my granddad was asleep for this since it happened around 1 a.m. I was watching Netflix in my bed and finally decided to go to sleep. So I turned the TV off and rolled over to my side. While trying to fall asleep, I noticed what looked like a long streak of blood leaking or oozing from the wall that I was facing and running down it. But instead of being red, it was glow-in-the-dark yellow. I freaked out and turned the light on, grabbed Windex, and started scrubbing the entire wall, hoping it was just something on the wall. Yeah, right, sis. After scrubbing the wall, I turned the TV back on for a nightlight and turned my lights back off, peeking over at the wall to make sure nothing was on it. I didn't see anything and finally felt comfortable enough to turn the TV back off after about 30 minutes. Much to my horror, there was now a creepy cross smudged on the wall in the exact same spot I had just cleaned. It looked like someone had taken three fingers and just quickly dragged them on the wall to make the cross.
I'm
going to see myself out. I freaked out and called my grandmother at work to let her know I was in fact not sleeping in my bedroom that night. And I was going to my fiance's house to sleep. His house was only 7 minutes down the road from ours. My grandmother told me I was probably hallucinating or having a medical reaction to prescriptions or vitamins, but I knew better than that. Needless to say, my fiance was surprised to hear me letting myself into our future house around 2 a.m. Yes, they all think I'm crazy, but he still married me. That's terrifying.
That's terrifying. I don't blame you at all.
No. Heck no.
For leaving. I've been a weekly listener since the beginning and feel like you guys are my sisters when I listen to the podcast. Thank you so much for all your advice and for being so dependable. Okay, when I was little, I always had this family photo that was my great-grandma's from the 1920s hanging in my dining room and thought it was a little creepy, black and white and very serious faces. Once I got to be a little older, I heard my mom explaining the photo. My mom said that my great-grandma was not a superstitious person, but that she had always talked about the photo to my mom this way. She would point to a blank space in the middle of the photo and say, "And there's little George." George was one
not
of her—
Not George again. George, get George out of here.
Yeah. George was one of her brothers that died when he was 4.
Oh.
Before the photo was taken, and in the photo where she points, you can see the shape of a little boy. And that figure is in the spot he would be in according to their age arrangement. So I've always had a picture of a little ghost boy in my house. Wait, that's kind of cute.
Yeah, that is kind of sweet.
She attached the photo.
That's a nice George.
Wait, where's the
figure?
Oh, like he would be like right in between those two girls, I think. Like just the empty space.
Yeah, I want to see what she... I can't... What? Wait, did she say there was like a figure or something?
Mm-hmm, I think.
These kinds of photos, like, they look like a very happy, nice family. Give me the creeps.
I know. It's just the very serious vibe that's really the creepy part. Interesting.
That is a sweet story, though.
We were missing something. We were like, oh, we don't see it, but that's like a sweet photo. Oh, yeah, it's obvious.
Because he's a 4-year-old boy.
Yeah, because he's a 4-year-old boy.
I'm shook to my core.
Shook. But that's kind of sweet.
It is, because he looks happy.
Yeah, well, you can't see his... He doesn't have a face, but he looks like he, you know, is fitting in with the fam.
His body language looks happy.
Also, they have a million kids. It's a big family.
Okay. Hi, girls. Love you both. Duh. This story still gives me chills. It's about my mom. I'll just get right into it. At the time, my mom was like 15, she said. She lived in Sugar House, Salt Lake City area. She was babysitting at a neighbor's house pretty late, and she kept having a bad feeling all night. The back of their house was all windows. That's going to be a no for me. And she said she felt like someone was watching her all night. So she called my grandma and asked her to stay on the phone with her until the kids' parents got home. Once they got, that's terrifying because you can't see outside of the window. People can only see you.
Babysitting is terrifying, actually.
Terrifying. Also, in that movie, the classic, When a Stranger Calls,
that's guarding me for life.
And they have huge windows.
Mm-hmm.
Like a huge backyard? No.
No, thanks. We need at least like huge curtains then.
Yes, huge blackout mm-hmm. curtains. Okay, anyways, enough with the interior design advice. Sorry, lost my place. Once they got home, she asked my grandma to come outside and watch her walk across the street. All was fine, but the next morning they found out that Ted Bundy was hiding in the bushes of the back of the house she was babysitting at. He jumped out and grabbed a different girl that was actually one of my mom's friends at the time who was walking home. The girl was somehow able to get away, thank goodness, but so spooky thinking about how that could have been my mom he grabbed. So Ted Bundy was watching her?
I'm out. I feel like everyone in Salt Lake has a story.
I should have known by the Salt Lake.
Mm-hmm. They all got stories about how they almost got killed by Ted Bundy. Because he was just around during that, you know, time period. Which is absolutely atrocious. And thinking about the fact, like, can you even fathom if there was a serial killer on the loose? Like, just like right near us?
Did they even know?
Like, I think at one point they knew.
Oh my gosh, that's so terrifying. Also, I just want to say this. Like, if you ever feel scared.
There's a reason.
There's a reason. And also never feel dumb to, like, ask people to, like, walk you to your car. Mm-hmm. Like, hey, can you watch me do this? Can you stay on the phone with me? Like, anything like that. Even though you might feel kind of dumb, just do it.
Your gut doesn't lie.
Yeah, your gut doesn't lie. Hello. Sometimes it lies.
Hello, my girls. I'm a sophomore in high school and just started listening about 2 weeks ago and love you guys and the pod. So here we go. This isn't my story, but my aunt's. So let's call her Kate. A little bit of a backstory first. So Kate was around 17 years old and had her own room with a walk-in closet, a small walk-in closet. On the ceiling of her closet was a door to the attic. When her dad would go into the attic, little bits of the pink insulation would fall into the floor. Also, her bedroom door wouldn't shut all the way, so she had to lay down a towel at the bottom to keep it shut. Now to the real story. One night, as Kate was going to bed, she took a shower, laid down the towel at the bottom of the door, and went to bed. All of a sudden, in the middle of the night, she woke up and opened her eyes. On her door, she saw shadowy fingers curl around the side of the door and pull it open. A creepy Slenderman-like shadowed figure slinked into her room and into her closet. Kate was paralyzed with fear and eventually fell back asleep hours later. When she woke up, she didn't remember seeing anything until she saw that the towel that she had set behind her door was moved. Everything from the night before came rushing back to her. When she walked into her closet, there was pink insulation on the floor.
I don't like that.
I do not like that at all.
Physical evidence?
Yeah, the physical evidence the night after.
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. We have to cut that story out. We're terrified.
I can't go on.
I'm kidding, by the way, Brian. Don't cut that out.
Because what is that TikTok sound? It's like, I don't think this is right for me.
Oh, yeah.
I just go home.
Don't want to do it.
Yeah. I just don't want to do it. I think I'm going to go home. Boy, do I have one of the spookiest stories for you guys. You guys are going to die.
Cool.
No pun intended for what's about to come.
Oh, great.
I do want to start off by saying how much of an inspiration you are all to me. And I'm genuinely so happy to see you guys thriving in OC. And I hope to one day meet you or come to a live event. You truly have made Tuesdays my favorite day of the week. Oh, thank you.
That's so nice.
Anyway, here is the story of how my brother and I were chased and followed by ghosts in the woods. At the beginning of quarantine, my brother and I started going on long walks through a park about 10 to 15 minutes away from our house. The park was well known, but was never too busy and was far back in the woods, so you would have to drive on a long gravel road before you even got to the trails. Trust me, that's important for later. After about a year of going to this park, my brother and I decided to go one evening, a little later than we usually did, I would say around 6 p.m. When we got to the parking lot, there was not one single car there, so we knew we had to be the only ones hiking that night. As hiking at night
in the
is
woods,
never,
sis.
Never good. As we start to walk on the trails, my brother and I bring up how serene and eerie this park is and almost like it's been preserved since the olden days. No.
By the ghosts.
Yeah. I need modern.
Yeah.
That's scary.
Yeah.
I even go as far as saying to him, I swear if a Native American tribe showed up out of nowhere playing drums and performing a chant, I would not be surprised. Shockingly enough, no more than 10 seconds later, we both hear from a far off distance deep in this valley where a creek was a drum beat so distinct and so clear. It was simply nothing else it couldn't be. We were in the middle of the woods in a park surrounded by farms and no one else was there. Naturally, my brother and I started sprinting back to the car because there was no way we were daring to continue down that haunted path. Oof. When we got back to my house, we get out of the car and notice there are marks all over the doors. In the rear passenger and driver's seat doors, there are roughly 2 to 3 handprints made out of tan dust, or what we think to be the gravel from the parking lot. We even sent pictures to my 91-year-old grandmother, who doesn't believe in ghosts, and she thought they were such vivid handprints, we should call the police. To make a long and spooky, scary story short,
wow.
We ended up doing our research that night and realized that the park had been closed for 2 years due to paranormal activity. Rad. I've been going there for 2 years without any knowledge there were ghosts before that point. Apparently, workers had been encountering presences on their shifts and they had to close it down. There really did used to be a Native American tribe that lived on the land and were taken over by a family who built a mill on their property. The park has brought in mediums to speak with the dead tribe leaders and children from the 1800s, and the park has no set in stone date to open back up. I've included the pictures of the handprints on the car, a link to the article where it talks about the paranormal history of the park. I hope you guys at least got a laugh out of this experience, because I sure as heck wasn't laughing about it until recently. Life lesson to anyone hiking on trails: do it before sunset and research to see if it's been shut down for paranormal activity before going.
Oh my.
P.S. This article even has a video and audio clips of what the ghosts are saying if you're in the mood to not sleep tonight.
I'm sorry?
Okay, these photos are terrifying. Those are handprints.
Oh, 100%.
That is
creepy. You know what? When we were on our trip, to Maine, we stayed at this cabin, literally just like straight up in the woods, like kind of on water, but like near nothing.
Love the woods. Hate the woods at night.
Yeah. It was like so gorgeous when we'd wake up and like the weather was so pretty. We'd go and like play tennis and like walk around. It was so beautiful. And then at night, I'm like,
get me out of here.
I'm terrified. Yeah. And like my whole family was like, oh, JC. I'm like, no, we're literally in the middle of the woods, like in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah.
And I could so easily be killed and murdered here in these woods. Like, also, I guess Stephen King, like, is either from Maine or a bunch of his stories are based in, like, the area in Maine. I'm like, great. Okay. Hey, beautiful ladies. Happy Horse Girl Fall and Halloween. Love the entire What We Said team so much. Your podcasts are always a great addition to my week and have helped me be more present. Here's my story from when I lived in a haunted house. I lived in a 3-story Victorian-style house. Nope.
Get out. Sell that, baby.
With my 2 stepsisters/best friends, older brother, stepmom, dad, 2 dogs and 1 cat, and 7 ghosts. The top floor had 4 bedrooms where me and my siblings all had rooms. The middle floor was the living room, kitchen and dining, and the bottom floor was another living room and our parents' room and the wine cellar. Me and my sisters started noticing stuff, and we all saw the same things. For example, we would be sitting in the living room and all turn our heads toward the staircase because we would see something float by. Our two dogs would even sit at the bottom of the staircase looking up towards the top floor, just staring at nothing. We decided to do a Ouija board. Okay.
Oh, great idea.
We were young and dumb, so we made one out of cardboard and used a shot glass to communicate. Oh, baby, did it work? We would ask them questions like, what were they doing in our house? Where did they live? How many were there? They told us that they lived in the wine cellar on the bottom floor and that they were our spirit guides.
Okay, kind of nice.
I originally believed that your spirit guide was a family member, but we had no familial connection to any of the spirits. They explained that even our dogs had a guide. Every one of us who lived in the house had one, except for my stepmom. They explained that they're like, she wicked girl. They explained that because she did not believe in that world, she didn't have a spirit guide. Me and my sisters would tell my stepmom that our house was haunted and she would be extremely upset with us and refuse to talk about it. We would use the Ouija board to talk to the spirits a few times a week, and we think that by doing this—
A few times a week?
We let something bad into our world because my younger sister had a few bad experiences. She was home alone one night and started to feel unsafe and just very eerie, which usually didn't happen because we knew the spirits would not hurt us. So she picked up the phone to call her friend that lived a 5-minute walk down the street. The phone kept cutting in and out and she kept hearing weird sounds on the other end of the phone. So she left the house to go to that friend's place. Another time it was just me and my younger sister at her house when we had to go to the bottom floor to get something. So we went to get down together because F going down there alone when the wine cellar slash the ghost room was down there. I was ready to go back upstairs when my sister sat down at the freaking organ and started to play it.
You guys have an organ as
an
well?
An organ is like a spooky piano, she says. We know the type.
Yeah, we know the type.
She would not stop playing, even when I told her I would leave her down there and turn the lights off. She would not look at me or say anything to me.
This was such a sister thing to say.
No, like, she's literally possessed, Chelsea.
No, I'm saying the sister who's like, I'm going to shut the door and lock you in your room.
True, true. I thought you meant like sister thing, no, like ignoring her. I'm like, she is the ghost.
No, I'm saying to say, I'm going to turn off the lights and leave you down here.
Sorry. So I walked back upstairs and shouted for her to come up. When she didn't, I turned the lights off and closed the door. I continued to hear her playing in the organ in the basement with the lights off alone. I'm shaking. She finally came back up probably 5 minutes later. I had no idea what happened. I spoke to her about this recently and she says she remembers going downstairs but does not remember playing the organ or walking back upstairs.
Oh, I just got a bad feeling.
I'll never forget her opening the door to come back to the main floor and her eyes almost looking empty and her face a bit pale. Amazing. All nice and pale. We asked our ghost friends about these encounters.
Okay, stop talking to them. Oh my gosh, it's like a toxic ex. Like, drop them. Stop the communication. Freaking ghost them.
We asked her. Okay. And they told us that there was something trying to get into the house and that they would take care of it.
Okay. I'm feeling like they're lying to
you.
Yeah.
I'm not getting good vibes from these ghosts.
I don't think they're nice spirit guides. I think they're tricking you.
Eventually, we stopped seeing movements and did one last Ouija board to see what happened. They told us that they decided it would be safest for us if they left our house, taking the bad spirits with them. We wanted to destroy the Ouija board, but didn't know how, and you're not supposed to burn them. So my dad took it and destroyed it. We don't know what he did, but thank goodness nothing happened since, except for one encounter in another house, but nothing too exciting. Haha. Oh, one more thing. Our spirit guides told us that we would die a similar way they died. Okay. My older sister is going to die of natural causes. My younger sister is going to die in a natural disaster, and I'm going to die of cancer. Yay.
I am incredibly sorry.
Don't play with Ouija boards, kids. Anyway, love you and happy Halloween.
How many conversations did you have? And also, aren't Ouija boards, you have to spell it out letter by letter?
I don't know. And like, I don't even want to talk about Ouija boards.
Hours talking to these spirit guides. And also, these spirit guides sound like they're probably lying.
Yeah,
to you.
They're toxic. Don't worry. You're not going to die like that.
No.
And that is...
But if you do, let us know for research.
Yeah, for research purposes. That is absolutely
not okay.
Like,
honestly, if people are making these stories up, I don't even care because they are so creative.
Yeah. Honestly, you should write movies.
Yeah.
If you're making these up, we're impressed. That's like a scary movie as well.
The organ playing, you kind of brought it upon yourself to have a wine cellar and an organ in the house.
Yeah.
In a Victorian house.
A Victorian house.
Don't buy those
things. A Victorian house.
No. Okay. Hello, ladies. OG listener over here. Here's my scary story. I've attached a picture of my great-grandmother circled in the picture of her at her own funeral, facing towards her grave in the clothes she was buried in, all white and a veil. People are talking around her like she's not even there. This is from the 70s, so it isn't Photoshopped, and we have many pictures of her from different angles. My aunt remembers being at the funeral and saying, "Mom, there's grandma," and her mom explaining that her body was there, but my aunt got frustrated because she saw her standing.
Okay. Me checking at my funeral to make sure everyone's sad.
Yeah.
That's all she was doing.
Me making sure no fake friends are there.
Yeah.
That's clear as day.
That is.
Also, like, her outfit is.
There's no way that's a real photo. You've got to be kidding me.
Don't worry, guys. We will post these photos on our Instagram. Like, we should put them in the swipe over. You know what I mean?
Oh, for sure.
So you can go look at these
that is
terrifying photos that we're
okay
going to keep on our feed forever. Because they are talking around her too.
There's no way. See, these are the things. I'm just like, how is that real? Can you even imagine getting that film developed and being like,
Grandma?
Grandma's there? I don't know whether to be like spooked or be like, okay, that's sweet.
She looks kind of mad. She's like, why'd you guys put me in this outfit?
Sheesh.
Have you ever thought about that? Like what you're going to be buried in? Like what clothes you want to wear?
Hopefully my Skims cozy collection.
Literally. All I know is don't bury me in this outfit.
All I know, not this outfit I'm wearing.
Yeah.
I've never been more uncomfortable.
Yeah. If you dare bury me in yellow, pink, or some color that's not flattering on me, bury me in royal blue or like forest green. Except for my eyes will be closed, so I won't even bring out the color of my eyes. But
remember the TikTok of you applying self-tanner? That better be you.
Yeah.
You best be applying some Saint-Tropez to these legs,
I will
baby.
Be. Don't worry. To the legs. You can't see the legs.
Okay.
So I'll be putting blush on.
Yeah, Glossier. Blush for sure. Cloud paint. Yeah. Be great.
Charlotte Tilbury. Literally lining your lips, overlining them.
You need to leave.
Oh, is your story done?
Yes.
Okay.
That was it. Wow, loved that though. Thank you. Okay. Hey, spooky queens, my favorite episode. Please do two scary stories episodes this year. maybe.
Maybe we will.
She just gets right into it. So I'm always on the grind. I love this for you, queen. I have a full-time 9-to-5 at an agency, a part-time weekend job as a venue manager, and I'm the well-known dog/house sitter for all friends, family, and coworkers. Gotta get that bag. Well, a few weeks ago, I was dog sitting an old pup at a house about 25 minutes from where I live. Being alone in a house can be spooky anyway, but when it's someone else's house and you're only there a night or two, I'm always on edge.
Yeah.
Especially if you don't know them that well or at all.
I don't really like being alone.
Just period?
Yeah. In any house by myself. It's always terrifying.
Yeah. You know what I was thinking? I want to do like I was telling Life I want to do like a solo, like mental health, like just like a solo little staycation somewhere.
Rethink
I've been
that.
Thinking after this episode, that's going to be a no from me.
Rethink that. Unless it's literally at the like, well, most at a high nice security, hotel. New hotel. No history to the hotel.
Oh,
at all.
Definitely no history to the hotel. No,
don't
it has
be going to,
be
to the
nice.
Beverly Hills Hotel.
Nope. Nope. Not even the. Yeah. Can't do that. But I was like, that'd be fun to just have like a night, you know, to myself. Not that I can't get that here anyway, but you know, just a little solo trip. Sometimes traveling alone is good for you.
Yeah.
And I was like, I wouldn't want to travel. I think it's amazing that girls do this, but like, I wouldn't be comfortable like traveling to Paris alone or something because I just would feel so unsafe. Yeah. I know there are safe ways you can travel, you know, but I'd rather have someone with me. But I was like, oh, I should just go on a staycation.
Yeah, somewhere close.
Somewhere close. Like just,
yeah.
But then now I'm like, I don't even know if I want to do that.
No, because you're kind of just like stressed all night about the
noises.
Lock and
yeah.
The noises.
Yeah. Okay.
If there's a knock on your door, it's like terrifying.
Oh, game over. Sorry, I completely forgot your whole story. Oh, she's dog sitting alone. Okay. The first night I fell asleep easily. The alarm was set. I felt fine. Well, at 6 a.m. the next morning, I wake up in a groggy state and see a blurry shadow figure come from the door to the bed and begin to pin down my ankles. I felt
that escalated
it,
quickly.
She said. The male figure continued to crawl up my horizontal body until I could feel the pressure and entire weight of a human laying on top of me. After a few minutes of contemplating.
Oh.
My next steps, the weight disappeared and I realized, holy shiz, I just experienced sleep paralysis. I could not move at all until it passed. Weird, but whatever, I go about my day. Okay.
Weird.
The next night, I go to bed and fall asleep with Ted Lasso on, the comforting sounds of my man, Jason Sudeikis.
I thought you were going to say Ted Lasso on me. I'm like, it was Ted Lasso. I'm so confused.
I feel fine again. Cue 4 a.m. Witching hour. Amazing.
Oh,
I wake to
no.
The same blurry figure holding my wrist against the side of my body. This time,
he's
I
kinky.
Panic a little.
You did not.
This time, I panic a little, but quickly, the figure lays back on top of me and I can't move a muscle. After a few minutes, everything goes back to normal and I can move, and this time I am spooked. I wonder if the dog is okay and still snoozing, so I sit up and look to the little dog's bed on the floor and he isn't there.
Oh.
So I'm like, what the heck, and crawl to the end of the bed where I find the dog sitting straight up staring at the corner of the room where the door is. Excuse me, no thank you. I spend the next hour researching sleep paralysis and the history of sleep paralysis demons. I don't even know if I believe in ghosts, but I'm reeling, wondering why my brain would make that up two mornings in a row. I have one night left in this house and I'm contemplating taking the dog and spending it back. Yes, at my own apartment.
If it's
as
a
you
dog,
should. Absolutely.
Take it.
The sun is still up and I'm making dinner trying to decide what to do when I hear the strangest noise coming from the back of the house. I follow it into the master bedroom. Couldn't be me.
No, couldn't
when
be
people
me.
People follow noises like that.
So brave.
You're braver than anyone I know.
Yeah, braver than me, that's for sure.
I follow it into the master bedroom where it's the most violent metal vibrating noise and find that the homeowner's electric toothbrush is now standing upright in the middle of the bathroom counter just vibrating, not plugged into anything. I turn it off, go into the backyard, and FaceTime my mom, tell her I'm officially freaking out. With her on the phone, I step back into the house and the toothbrush has turned itself on again. Another Google search tells me that back in 2015, this was occasionally happening to people's electric toothbrushes, but I was still bothered. I wrapped the toothbrush in a towel, hid it in the kitchen, and moved all my belongings into the living room, where I stayed on their couch once again in the... Girl! Go home! Once again in the comforting arms of Jason Sudeikis, and barely slept a wink that night. Bad vibes from that house. I don't care what any Google search tells me. I did not feel alone while I was there.
No.
I'm telling you, your gut knows.
Yeah.
You gotta hightail it out of there, sis.
Also, of course you don't feel alone. There was someone on top of you.
The dog.
Wait, has Lady ever, like, done that?
Yes. Not in this house. But
your LA house, huh?
She's just done, like, weird things like that. Not in a... It's never been something where I'm, like, freaked out. But sometimes, has Sophie ever just, like, growled and you're like, at what? Like, yeah, Sophie's done that a few times.
Or, I don't remember.
Did I say Sophie? I meant Lady.
Yeah, I was like, how did you know that?
I'm like, I hang out with Sophie a lot. She'll just kind of start growling or something. But that's really not happened that many times.
I just actually picked, because Sophie's never like in the middle of the night been staring at a corner.
No.
If that happened, I was just thinking about it, I would lose it.
Same.
I would absolutely lose it.
Because you know there's something fishy going on.
No, just imagine her staring, like standing and staring.
Nope.
Or growling at the corner.
Yeah.
Ew.
Terrifying.
Okay. Happy Halloween. Let's get into it. IDK what it is about me, but I have had so many ghost encounters. Oh. From the day I could talk, my mom says that I would always talk about someone in the room who wasn't there and said I could see and talk to ghosts.
Awesome.
Okay. Terrifying. I think at some point I shut myself off to it, but I definitely still see things from time to time. The most terrifying event I've experienced to date was when I was visiting... I'm not going to sleep tonight.
No. I'm done.
I'm done.
Want to have a sleepover?
Literally, I'm not going home.
Let's go get donuts.
I'm down.
Okay.
The most terrifying event I've experienced to date was when I was visiting Germany. It was just me and my mom staying in this hotel room in Rothenburg, which is a very, very, very old town. It's actually so cool and recommend going. Haha, you can Google it, LOL. Yeah, we'll see after the story.
Yeah.
The moment we got to our room, we could just tell something was off. The energy in the room was dark and heavy and honestly just felt horrible. Nighttime rolled around and we both climbed into bed. Neither of us could sleep because it sounded like there were people in our room. Clear as day, footsteps banging on the wall, mumbling in the corner. The door to the bathroom kept moving and we felt the strongest sense that people were staring at us. I honestly can't even explain how scary it was. There was absolutely no denying that there were multiple spirits in there with us. Eventually, I finally asked my mom if she heard everything going on in the room and she said yes. We were both shook and I asked her to flip a light on and then play something on her phone. We decided on a positive guided meditation would be good to clear the bad vibes and distract us from the spookiness, LOL. Well, the ghost did not like that. Every time my mom tried to pick a meditation, her phone wouldn't let her click on it and kept malfunctioning. Then the next thing you know, one of my mom's Audible books from a different app just started playing all on its own. The book was called The Witching Hour. It never played through. It just kept saying the title over and over on full volume. The Witching Hour. The Witching Hour. The Witching Hour.
Oh, is this the vibes couldn't get any worse?
The town we were in was founded in the year 1274. So we think these ghosts were very, very old and probably thought we were some kind of witches and wanted us to leave. We were literally so scared and we had never been so excited to leave a hotel room. Have I ever told you about the time that I used to fall asleep with my headphones in listening to my iPod?
When I was in high school. You told me this.
And I freaking woke up in the middle of the night and the Kimberly story was playing.
Which is like a terrifying ghost story. Which is a
terrifying ghost story about our hometown, Gilbert. Like, it happened in Gilbert.
In the canals.
Yes, in the canals. And I woke up to the story playing. Why did I have that on my iPod? No clue. But I've never felt a worse vibe. Like, I was absolutely terrified.
It's going to be a no from me. Okay, here's my last one.
Yeah, sounds like I will not be going to that Rothenburg. Sorry. Yeah,
sorry. Hi, guys. I'm new to listening to y'all's podcast, and my best friend that also listens to what we said suggested I write my story into y'all. Wow, nice. Your first time just listening? Yeah. You're already getting on the podcast? Amazing. My dad had a... Dad? Okay. I have an English accent now.
Dog or dad?
Dad. My dad had a story that happened to him and my mom in the 90s when they first moved to where we live now, and there's a pretty well-known road about 30 minutes from where we lived. There's been stories of weird / strange things happening that have supposedly happened in that area. Whether those stories are true or not, the one I'm about to tell you is true. One night, my parents, one of their college friends, and my cousin, my mom's niece, who was around the same age as them, were all driving around and hanging out. They decided to go to the road I was referring to above, known as Woodson Lateral. It is in a more rural, secluded part of town, and it's pretty creepy at night. There are thick areas of trees that hang over the road, and houses are sparse as you drive. The road is illuminated by barely glowing streetlights, giving an even creepier ambiance to the whole spooky vibe. So they went to the road and were driving around when they saw a small gravel drive.
Oh,
please. Woo, Leif just walked in and it gave me a fright. Yeah. Okay. Wanting to know what it led to, they slowly entered into a graveyard. As a joke, my dad actually pulled into the graveyard to spook everyone in the car. And I've been to this graveyard, and now it has a chain link fence surrounding it, and you'll soon learn why. But back then, you could just drive around the property with no problem. So as they're driving and looping around the property, they're driving to leave, and something catches their eye. The car immediately fell silent as all four of them were trying to process what they were seeing. My dad clicked the brights on and they all gasped at what they saw. There was a group of people surrounding a grave toward the tree line at the back corner of the cemetery. They were formed in a circle, each with a black cloak with a hood over their heads. There was a large red emblem on the back of the cloak that none of them had ever seen before. Everyone sat in the car frozen, not knowing what to do next. As soon as my dad was about to reverse, one of the people turned around and stared at the car. The person's face was a creepy, pale white color, of course, sunken eyes with no expression. As the person stared, everyone in the car stared back in disbelief. The person began to approach the car, creeping step by step. Everyone in the car screamed bloody murder, and my dad said he's never reversed a car so fast. My mom was looking back to make sure they weren't somehow being followed, and the person slowly turned back around again, once again facing the grave, as if what happened didn't faze any of the people standing there. They were terrified, and it's a story both of my parents still tell to this day. There were news stories that came out around that time about how the occult was a part of some of the strange events happening in that area. I have other stories and could go on and on, but this one is the scariest that I personally know of. And in doing some of my own research, it's interesting that this happened when satanic panic was going on in the US in the 90s. So I hope y'all enjoyed this story. It still gives me chills when I think about it.
Ew.
It's horrifying.
I don't know what's scarier is like when they're real people or when it's like a ghost.
I feel like real people is worse. I know.
Like when they're actually black hooded people.
Because I think when it's a ghost, it's like you can maybe trick yourself and be like, oh, yeah. Was it real? But it's
with
like
red
when it's
emblems on the back.
Yeah, but when it's a real person, it's just like there's no denying what you saw.
Yeah.
I'm done.
Creepy.
Do you have any more stories?
No, that was my last one.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Are you done?
Yeah. Woo!
Wow. Well, should we lighten the mood with our announcement?
I'm not sure that we're lightening the mood much, but definitely.
Like, if you didn't get enough here, we are actually going to be... So, obviously, our monthly bonus episode comes out on every last Friday of the month. This month, we're going to do a Spooky Stories Part 2. Lots of you guys DM'd and were like, please do two of them this year. We had a lot of stories come in, so Beth went through, and we have a full other Spooky Stories episode coming out this Friday.
In just a few days. And yeah, it'll be right in time for Halloween.
You guys can listen with your friends.
Listen with your boyfriend, your husband, your girlfriend, whoever you're with.
Yeah.
And, you know, maybe you're going on a drive and you want them to get in the spooky mood. I said,
listen to it at a graveyard.
This month is the only month that I will allow myself to watch spooky things. It's spooky season. I'm willing to get into the mood. Other than that, I prefer to protect my energy.
Yeah, same.
This month is the exception when we can, you know, get into the spooky spirit. But anyway, hope you guys are having a fun week leading up to Halloween.
Yeah.
Send us photos of your costumes. I love when you guys do this.
Oh my gosh, if you dress up as us for Halloween.
Oh, please send us photos.
Please send us photos.
And tag us on Instagram or if you post it or anything.
We'll repost you.
Because we would love that. Thank you guys so much for listening. Remember to get tickets to our virtual live show. You can literally hang out with us tomorrow.
Yes,
if you're listening to the podcast in just one day. And last year's was so fun. I always say I was like hesitant to do a virtual live the first time just because I was like, oh, what will it be like?
Well, we did our first live, which was in person. So we were like, how can we top that? It was so much fun.
Yeah.
But then the virtual live event was so fun.
And from people, from what they said, like it felt like they were hanging out with us, which I think was awesome. So we're going to be live, hanging out, answering your guys' questions, playing games, painting pumpkins. Like it's going to be so fun.
Yeah, I'm really
excited. So if you want to get in the fall spirit and lighten the mood a little bit, it's not going to be spooky. Nothing spooky's happening.
Nothing
just
spooky
fun.
About a fall sleepover with the gals.
Exactly. So check that out and make sure to follow our Instagram. It's at What We Said Podcast. All the info will be there. But we love you guys. And
that's what we said.